CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. The Federal Trade Commission, a favorite of Professor Richard Epstein, is here to comment on a recent news story about the FTC's intervention in an acquisition. This headlines, FTC orders Illumina to divest $7.1 billion acquisition of cancer test developer Grail. The Federal Trade Commission ordered Illumina to divest controversial acquisition. Commission said the deal would stifle competition and innovation. The decision reverses an administrative judge's September ruling. Richard, you've taught me enough to know the FTC just reversed its own administrative judge. Yes, they said they canceled themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, it's a truly amazing sign that an administrative judge would actually go against the commission, which filed the complaint to begin with. I read that report. It was a pretty good report, all in all, and had a fairly close examination of the record. And so it essentially basically said, you can't do this. The commission that brought the complaint then constituted itself as the adjudicative body that decided the complaint, and they didn't really examine very closely any of the arguments that were made by the administrative commission, but they decided the thing the other way, so as to order the divestment. The first issue that you start to think about is, wait a second, there's something deeply wrong about an administrative state that creates independent agencies that are both prosecutors on the one hand and judges on the other hand. It's an obvious conflict of interest. I've always thought that these captive organization trial courts in all the major agencies are absolutely unconstitutional. You need to have a trial before an independent body free of bias. I don't care whether it's a court that has specialized jurisdiction in limited terms or whether it's an Article III court, which are now actually, strangely enough, in disfavor. You just have to get it outside the agency. We do that with patent cases. We do that with bankruptcy cases. We do that with tax cases. We ought to do that here. It also turns out that the person who's in the head of the FTC does not understand what she's doing. Lina Khan has an extraordinarily high view of her own intelligence. She's got now only two Democratic commissioners. Withers, Christine Wilson had resigned. They run the roost. Morale inside the agency is said to be dreadful by virtually everybody who studied the thing. And it turns out that Ms. Khan's great skill is a totalitarian skill, being able to aggregate power in her own office so as to make sure that the people who are the head of the various divisions within the FTC do not have any independence in the way in which they start to work on it. And so it's a very bad situation.
The additional detail you taught me, Richard, is that the whole idea of administrative judges prepares the ground for something that is not acceptable. It's without due process.
Yeah, I mean, look, there were cases like the Lucia case and the oil states case where this thing came up. And the Supreme Court did a very bad job on both of them. Essentially, it refused to face this issue head on. And instead, what it did is it said, well, it turned out that the various persons who decided the cases in the security situation were not appointed by the right person. So you send them back down again. They figure out who has to sign the papers. They sign the papers and they go right after Mr. Lucia again on what was, I thought, an extraordinarily weak and trumped up charge. But you have to understand, you get an agency going after you in their own court, and they have all these unlimited resources. People break and they enter into settlements that they know are unjust, but they cannot continue to fight the federal government because of the wealth of resources it has. All these guys who are resisting are not trying to encourage others to resist. But what the government is doing, when it goes after Mr. Lucia, it wants anybody else to know that if we come after you and you try to fight us, it's going to be a miserable situation. We become a totally indefensible one. So just shut up and settle right now. It's a classic illustration of government piling on. And what the Supreme Court had to do was to get beyond the appointments clause issue and talk about the due process.
We have 30 seconds, Richard. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they don't seem to want to do anything of that particular sort, which is why it is that when we have the administrative revolution that's taking place before the Supreme Court, I think one of the issues that they have to face is whether or not these agency-controlled, commission-controlled bodies are unconstitutional. It's going to come up again. Right now, it's before the Supreme Court in another securities case in an oblique fashion. But this is an issue that's waiting to be done. And just the final thing is, when you have incompetent procedures, you tend to get exceptionally weak substantive results because nobody has to take the arguments on the other side very seriously. And the opinion that the FTC wrote in that case represents a remarkable regression, a forgetting about everything important about antitrust law that had been previously known in the hands of this group now seems to be forgotten.
Professor Richard Epstein, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.